Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. Once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, we thank you once again for the blessed word of the Lord this day. We're grateful, Lord God, for this opportunity you've given us to go into the word of God. So therefore, Lord God, we ask this day, Lord God, that you will bless us with the presence of your spirit. And Lord God, I pray today that you will word my mouth for your glory in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, that I may rightly divide your word in Jesus' almighty name. So Lord God, I come this day to magnify you and to glorify you because you're worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for, once again, another opportunity to share the word of God again with you. Glory be to God because our Lord is worthy to be praised. What I'm attempting to go into tonight, it may have more than one part, maybe one or two parts. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Before I go into this, I want to say something, and this wasn't the overall plan that I was planning to say, but I believe the Spirit of God is dealing with me right now as for what he has been dealing with me about for the past couple weeks or so. And I know that for those of you looking on the page, you see the title, Is God's Word Limited to a Certain Period of People? That is the lesson tonight. But I want to, before I go into that, and if I get to go into that, if not, hey, I can continue on with tomorrow. And I want to say this, I know in my spirit that it's very important. I don't think it is, but I know it is. And it is actually a word of encouragement to those of you today who may be in a heavy trial. And the trial may have seemed like it had been lasting for a while. Trust me, I can relate to what you feel. But today, and as for a while, the Lord had been dealing with me about Job. It's actually, it's been two or three things in the past 2 to 3 weeks or so that the Lord had been dealing with me about because, you know, things that I've been facing and going through. And I thank God for when he deals with you by his spirit through his word. And one of the things that he dealt with me about was Job. And actually, to be honest with you, he actually started ministering to me about Job by as far back as probably 5 or 6 years ago. And he, you know, ministering in little, you know, if I could call it little tidbits. And today the Lord dealt with me about something that was said in the book of Job. especially the last chapter. And God, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah, want me to let those of you know who are once again facing, maybe you are in a heavy trial, or once again, a trial that seemed to be going for so long. When you look at Job and what he went through, one of the things he faced was his possessions was being taken by the enemy. You know, back then, you know, they didn't have currency, but he was a rich man. He had, you know, cattle and stuff like that. The enemy not only came in and stole it, but they killed some of his servants and would allow maybe like just one, I believe it was, to, you know, allow that one to live just so he can go tell Job the news. That's one thing about Satan. He want to make sure you hear bad news. And then there was the situation, but see, Job still kept his faith. He didn't turn on God. He didn't get mad with God. He didn't renounce God. And then there was the thing with his children. Remember, what was it in the first chapter of the book of Job, I think in the first, second chapter, where that his children, I think they was what, eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And the Bible said a great wind from the wilderness smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. Okay? So losing children. Glory to God. But he still kept his faith. And then there was the thing with the balls that hit on his body. And I've never had balls, but I have worked with someone, I think, that had, and they're like risings and them things. I understand it's very painful. In fact, one person I worked with that had it, it was so painful, like it just sucked his strength. You know, every time he had it, he was just like almost like a shell just there. He couldn't move around that much. He couldn't walk. You know, he could walk, but he just couldn't. He just had no strength. It just, the pain was so there that, you know, it was even taking the strength. And so Job, now the boils have hit his body. He have lost, you know, some of his possession, much of his possession been taken by the enemy. Lost children who died when the wind hit the house fell on him. And now boils have hit his body. But he still didn't let his faith, or let that destroy his faith. He did not let losing possession, being stolen by the enemy, cause him to lose his faith. He didn't let the loss of his children cause him to lose his faith. He didn't let his body being hit with balls to cause him to lose his faith. And then, on top of that, the woman that he's married to, who through all this he's going through, should have been encouraging him in the Lord, you name it, tells him you ought to curse God and die. So now he's getting opposition from his spouse. My God. But he didn't let that destroy his faith. And then his friends, his so-called friends who come, who you think they should speak encouragement, now they speaking against him. But he did not let that destroy his faith. And it was interesting to me, glory to God, that when God said to Satan, you know, have you considered my servant Job? And Satan said, hast thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and all that he have on every side. You have blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Now, how would Satan know that that was so? Because he must, at some point, must have tried something, or he picked up on it to get to Job, but he couldn't get to him. So these things that were happening to Job, God permitted it. Satan was doing it, but God allowed it. Okay? Why? For the testing of his faith. And through those, what was that, five things, Job let nothing of those things destroy his faith. And today, the Lord brought Job chapter 42 to me. And it was a strong word of encouragement. In fact, some of you have listened to me on the broadcast. I have talked to you about there's a particular witness of the spirit that God gives that the only thing I can describe it is like bone shaking. And I had one of those today when he gave that to me in my spirit as I was praying with another believer on the phone. And the Spirit of the Lord gave me that. And that thing stuck in my spirit. And I mean, the witness of the Spirit was so strong, it was just like bone shaking. It was just like, to me, when that witness comes, it's like you have no doubt in you. Not even what you call head doubt. It's like the witness is so strong that you just like, man, this thing is true. No doubt. I mean, nobody could come to you right then and say anything opposite and you accept it. And one key thing that God brought to me was he said in Job 42 and 10, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job. When he prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Glory to God. Did you get that? Did you hear that? Jesus. The reward Job got for keeping the faith was doubled than what he had before. So the losses he suffered, the reward he got was double that. Now, I don't know who's listening to this tonight. And maybe perhaps this word is also for you. And maybe that these things that I name, if not all of them is hitting you, one or two or three or four of them, whatever is hitting you, and it seemed like this thing has been for so long. And you thinking, am I ever going to get out of this? And let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother. God bless. God bless. Okay, we having the technical difficulties. My brother might have to call back in because we can't hear him right now. But glory to God. Hallelujah. And I just want to say to those of you that are listening that I know it looks like God is not doing anything. I know it looks like that there nothing can be done. It's like the enemy is doing, you know. It wasn't God that was stealing Job's possessions. It was the enemy. It wasn't God that was putting sickness on Job. It was the enemy. Okay? All these things was connected to Satan. And Satan was given permission or permitted by God to do these things. Okay? But notice when it came to giving the reward a blessing, notice that Satan had to go to God for permission or had to have permission from God, but God didn't have to have permission from him to bless Job. I hope that you caught that. Hallelujah. God didn't have to ask the devil, said, devil, now can I bless him now? He didn't have to ask the devil that. And let me try Patrick, my brother, on here again. God bless, brother.
Yeah. Well, I'll try to stay on a little bit while this phone should be acting up.
Well, I don't know if it's just your phone, because we've been having a little problem with the internet down this way. And so it may not be all just your phone. And
okay.
But I was going over today. The title is God's Word Limited to a Certain Period of People. But I had to take a little detour because of something I had to share today that the Holy Ghost, glory to God, had been dealing with me about. And as I told the people, if I get to this before the hour up, if not, I always can continue on the next day. But I was sharing with the people for the past 3 weeks, the Lord had been dealing with me about three or four things. One of them was Job. The other was to endure hardness as a good soldier in Christ. The other scripture was to fight the good fight of faith. And the other scripture was the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. And so today, as I was praying with another believer, and the Lord, glory to Bahasha, brought it to me again about Job. And he dropped this in my spirit. And brother, you remember on the broadcast before, we shared that there's a special witness that come from God that is like bone shaking. It ain't the average witness. It ain't.
Yeah.
That's the best way I could put it. And it's hard for me to describe it, but it ain't just an average witness of the spirit. It's where it's like your bones shake. It's like a strong freeze that goes through your body. But here's the thing, that there is no doubt when it hits you. There is no head doubt. In fact, nobody can walk up to you right then and tell you anything different. Listen, when we get the regular witness from Christ, we still have to fight doubts in our head. But when this bone-shaking witness comes, it is something about that witness that every doubt is removed. I mean, it's like no doubt in your body, period, in your mind, none of that. And when he dropped this in my spirit, he dropped Job 42 and 10 when he said, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job. Glory to God. He turned it. He turned the captivity of Job, and then he began to deal with me how that the devil had to get permission from God to do what he did to Job. But God did not have to get permission from him to bless Job. He did not have to ask the devil, the devil, now can I bless him? Can I go ahead and give him that thing that you took? He didn't have to ask the devil that. And so we see the greater power. We see the greater authority. And see, I had to drop that word tonight because somebody needed to hear this, brother. Somebody somewhere who have been going through a trial that it seemed like it's been so long, and it seemed like the devil just been having his way, and there's so much stuff been coming at you. See, that's one thing about our enemy. He doesn't come at you with one thing. No. See, if he came at you with one thing, you could focus to a degree on that one thing. But he likes to come at two and three and four different ways. He likes to come. See, hallelujah. God permitted him to steal his possessions. God permitted him when the wind came down and killed his kids. God permitted him to be hit with balls. God permitted him when his wife said, curse God and die. God permitted him. When his friends came up and instead of encouraging him, they start speaking against him. God permitted him. And but the Bible says that the Lord turned, it called it a captivity. He turned the captivity of Job when Job prayed for his friends. In other words, Job let nothing destroy his faith. He still stayed in the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. And God's reward was doubled. In fact, when God rewards you, he don't reward you with something under. He doesn't reward you with something equal. He always rewards you with more. That's why he would never let you outgive him. He would never, the things that we go through, the reward is always going to overshadow
or get the glory over the things we suffer. It has to.
That's right.
It has to
That's
happen.
Right.
We got to see that it got to be.
Yeah.
We got to see that God,
yeah.
when God move
mm-hmm.
on your heart to pledge even a seed of $200,
mm-hmm.
you got to understand you ain't getting $200 back. You're going to
mm-hmm.
get more than that back because he got
oh,
to
yeah.
get the glory. He would not let
right.
you get the glory because if he gave you
mm-hmm.
equal to or under, then you will be able to glorify. But see, what
right.
he does is he give you back more. So what Job
mm-hmm.
lost, the Bible said not only did he turn the captivity of Job, but the Lord gave him twice as much glory. Glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Double for his trouble, huh? Gave him
double
for his trouble.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And glory to God. See, when
yes.
God rewards you, brother,
mm-hmm.
it wipes away the trouble you went through. Hey, have God ever
yes.
blessed you? And when
yeah.
he blessed you, you thought about the trouble you went through, and it was like a blur. Like it didn't even,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God, it, you
mm-hmm.
know, you just
mm-hmm.
even thought about, did I go
mm-hmm.
through? Because why? The,
mm-hmm.
the joy of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
When God
mm-hmm.
had manifest what he promised you,
mm-hmm.
it was something about the joy and what he manifested that wiped away the trouble. You forgot all about the trouble. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hey, the most shot, the glory. Most shot. Glory.
Hallelujah.
And he said that. We got to realize when he said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but
yeah.
mighty through God.
Mighty through God.
And brother,
God.
When he began to deal with me about that, he let you know that the enemy has a weapon, but so does you. And he
so
said that
you.
Your weapon is not carnal. But this,
yeah.
he took it a step higher. He said, but it's mighty
yeah.
through God. And so
mighty
God began to deal with
God.
Me. He said, when the enemy hits you, the weapon you hits him back put more pain to him than he does to you. I think I better say
All
that
right
again,
now.
Brother, because
All
the weapon
right
is greater. Do you understand? It's mighty through God. He
yeah.
said when the enemy,
mighty.
Glory to God. See, this is why we got
yeah.
to keep praising God when the enemy hits you,
yeah.
when he hits with pain
yep.
in your body, when he hits your finances,
yep.
when he hits your
yes.
family. This is why you got to praise
yeah.
God, because the weapon you've given
yeah.
is mighty through God. And so
mighty
when Satan
God.
Hits you, when you hit him
yeah.
back, it puts more pain
yeah.
on him than it does on you.
Yeah.
Brother, we ain't caught that yet. We ain't realized
yeah.
that yet.
Yeah.
And so when the enemy
yeah.
hits us, we stop praising God. We give up. We don't
uh-huh.
even use the
mm-hmm.
weapon anymore. Well, you got to understand,
no.
the weapon you've given
yeah.
is greater. It provides
greater.
More punishment to the enemy
mm-hmm.
than it does to you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Brother,
Hallelujah.
He just been dealing with me for the past 2 or 3 weeks about that strong. Glory to God. Because, brother, you know why?
Yeah.
Many times when the devil started hitting me, I started shutting my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to say that again because it's time to,
mm-hmm.
it's testimony time tonight, brother. I'm going to say that
mm-hmm.
again.
Mm-hmm.
Many times
mm-hmm.
when the devil started hitting me, I shut my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped the praise. I stopped the glorify.
Mm-hmm.
And then when
mm-hmm.
I do open my mouth, it turns to complain. It turns to murmuring.
Mm-hmm.
It turns to griping
mm-hmm.
and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, wait a minute, you ain't realized the weapon that you got. You ain't using
mm-hmm.
the weapon that you got. It is mighty
right.
through God. It's not carnal,
mighty.
But it's mighty through God.
Mighty.
And if you realize
Hallelujah.
That the gun you got is bigger than the gun he got, then maybe you'll use the gun because you know you're going to put more pain on him. Somebody got to give
yes.
up, and it's going to be him
Somebody.
If you use the weapon
yeah.
right. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And so God
mm-hmm.
began
mm-hmm.
to deal with me about that, brother. See,
mm-hmm.
we don't understand when he said fight the good fight of faith. We missed
yeah.
it, brother. We missed it by a mark. Oh,
yeah,
glory to
yeah.
God. He said, fight
yeah,
the good
yeah.
fight of faith.
Hallelujah.
We are in a faith fight.
Hallelujah.
It is a fight of faith to keep praising
Thank
God
you, Jesus.
And keep glorifying and keep holding on and keep praying for other folks. It's a fight
yeah.
of faith to keep doing that. We ain't picked that up
yeah.
yet. We haven't picked that up yet. But then he said, endure
mm-hmm.
hardness as a good soldier. So that means we're going through the basic training. We jumping
yep.
over the walls. We climbing into the mud. We rolling and all that. Why? Because he
mm-hmm.
getting you prepared. He's getting you prepared. That's what he said. He's getting you ready.
Yes.
But see, we ain't picked
yeah.
up on that yet, brother. We ain't picked up on it
yeah.
yet. So when the devil hits us with his weapon, we stop praising.
Yes.
We
yes.
stop glorifying God.
Praise the Lord.
We stop lifting him
Absolutely.
Up. In fact, brother, we quit praying.
Thank you, Jesus.
In fact, we quit studying.
Yeah.
We quit doing all that.
Yep.
Some of us quit coming to church service. We don't even show up no
mm-hmm.
more. We just stay at
mm-hmm.
the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the devil just sit in the corner and say, I got him. See, people, this is why Satan does not want you to learn the word of God. This is why he don't want you to learn what you got and
Glory to God.
Because if you came across what's given to you and you say, oh, my God, the weapon I got is greater than the devil start going, oh, no, please don't use this weapon against me. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt real bad. And see, you can't have no sympathy for the devil. So go ahead and swing your weapon. Go ahead.
Swing
he said
weapon.
He's giving you the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Swing your weapon, people. Swing it high, swing it strong, and swing it hard. When the devil hits you, you come back with a stronger praise. When he hits you again, you come back with a stronger praise. I guarantee you that if you keep swinging your weapon, he going to give up.
Yep.
Why is that?
Yep.
Because the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God.
Yep.
To the pulling down a stronghold. That's why I know he gonna give up. I know he gonna give up. Hallelujah.
Yes, he'll give up. He'll run.
Hallelujah. Glory.
He'll run. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we run.
Yes.
See, that's the problem. We run it.
Yes,
we run it.
Yes.
My God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We putting dust.
Yes.
He eating our dust because we run it. We run it from him.
Yes.
But wait a minute.
Yes.
Lord said, behold, I have given unto you power.
Yes.
To tread on serpents and scorpions. He wasn't talking to the devil. He was talking to the people, his people.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I have given you power. We got to use it. See, we in a faith fight. See, we want the bed of roses walk. We want to fly through the air and nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
No resistance or nothing like that. But many people know that those that know that work out and train, that for you to grow a muscle, you got to have resistance. If you don't have no resistance to come against in growing that muscle, you can't grow that muscle. You got to have some resistance. This is why they train with weights. And they don't train with just light weights. They train with weights that applies what? Some pressure. That lightweight
some
that you
pressure.
Can sit up there and just go through 100 times and throw it in the air. Oh, man, the weight that makes you go, wait a minute, I can only do it 10 times. Then guess what? You're on your way to building the muscle, okay? Our faith muscle is going to be built when we have resistance. Job had some resistance.
That's right.
And get this. When God was talking to the devil and he said, have you considered my servant Job? The devil said, yeah, you got a hedge around. Now, how did the devil know he had the hedge? He must have was trying to attempt something before and couldn't make it. He failed. He could not make it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But then God said, okay, I'm going to let you do this. People, we got to see that Satan had to get permission to do what he did. At one time, he tried to do it. This is why he said, yeah, you got a hedge about him. He wasn't just saying that just to be saying that. At one point, he tried, but he failed. He couldn't get through.
Yep.
He couldn't do nothing.
Yes.
But God said, I'm going to let you this time. I'm going to let you go in there, but you can't take his life. And God turned the captivity of Job. Jesus.
Yes, he did.
He turned it, brother.
He turned and gave him double for his trouble.
Double for his trouble.
And
Hallelujah.
You know one thing about that double rewarding of his double? It doesn't say he gave him a double wife.
That's right. That's true.
He gave everything double, but he did not give him two wives.
He didn't give him two wives. people. My brother just laid that down for you. So, hey, we ain't talking no polygamous stuff here now. He just laid it down for you.
No.
So let me think, well, wow, Joe got two wives too? No, he didn't get no two wives. God ain't doing
no
stuff like that, people. He didn't get no two wives now. He only had one.
He didn't get no two.
He didn't get no two.
No, he didn't.
Amen.
No, he didn't.
Amen. He didn't get none
Amen.
Of that. Hallelujah. He went straight up, straight, glory to God. And God dealt with me on that, brother, because in 2004, I had a bad sinus infection headache for a week. And I was getting no more than about 30 minutes of sleep a night. And I had to go to work. And my wife is walking with me in the middle of the night, brother. I didn't know what is going on. I'm praying. I'm repenting. And then one night, brother, in pain, hallelujah, I was in pain so bad I didn't even just worry about getting my wife up. Brother, I went into the kitchen of the house that I was at. Glory to God. And the Lord in that midst of the pain. I'm hurting. I'm walking in circles. And the Lord brought a movie back to me. See, it's amazing how great a teacher Jesus is. He used stuff
mm-hmm.
that you think he would
mm-hmm.
use to teach you. And he brought to me
yeah.
a movie about this guy. And it was like it wasn't an army movie, but this guy was once in the army. And the enemies caught him. And see, one of the things they did to try to get the secrets out of him, they put his hands in some kind of instrument, and they were, you know, kind of squish his hands.
Yeah.
And they would squish it hard. But here's what this man did. The harder they squished, the more he was bouncing and singing the American song. He wouldn't break.
Mm-hmm.
He kept on. The harder they crushed it, the more he did it. And God began to deal with me about that, by the enemy, when he was hitting me with that pain, how I needed to hit him back with the praise. And
mm-hmm.
the more he hit me with the pain, the more I hit with the praise. And brother,
mm-hmm.
it went back and forth by a good 30, 40 minutes, brother. I mean, that pain
mm-hmm.
was hitting my body hard, but when he hit me with that pain, I started singing to Jesus. I started praying. I started doing it, and I started glorifying and praising God harder and harder. And,
mm-hmm.
brother, all of a sudden, my God, to the glory of God, it's like something popped in my head, like, poof. The whole pain went away, brother. When I say went
wow.
away, it went away, brother, like it not happened. It shocked me so bad, brother. I stood straight up and said, my God. Brother, I'm talking about, when I come out, it left, it said zoop. I felt it. I felt it pop,
yeah.
like a pop, and it left. And it's
yeah.
like, even my strength came back, brother. I was so shocked.
Mm.
I just stood straight up. I said, my God. I said,
mm-hmm.
oh, my Lord. My God. I mean, God is awesome, but God does some stuff that make you go, Jesus. My God.
Mm.
Brother, it's like, this is a week, brother. This was going on. And just within that hour or so, shoot, gone. Just
gone.
Left.
I mean,
left like it not even didn't even happen in my body, just left. I said, oh, Jesus,
wow.
my God. And he told
yeah.
me about fighting the good fight of faith. He let me start
mm-hmm.
seeing what he meant about that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because we ain't fighting a good fight when the devil hit us and we shut our mouth. We're not fighting
yeah.
a good fight when the devil hit us and then we won't praise God no more. We're not fighting
right.
a fight when the devil hit us and we quit praying. We're not fighting a fight when the devil hit us and we stop studying. We stop coming to service. We start getting
yeah.
to the things of God. We're not fighting
yeah.
a good fight of faith. I know we claim it
no.
we are. Well, yeah, we, many of
yeah.
us are doing it. You know, I'm
thank
just
you,
fighting
Jesus.
A good fight of faith. Well, you are?
Yeah.
How come
thank
I ain't seen you in church in 2 months?
Mm-hmm,
well, you
mm-hmm.
know, I got stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff is
mm-hmm.
happening. Yeah, I know the stuff that happened. You know why I know? Because of the enemy that's
mm-hmm.
bringing it. That's why I know stuff
yep.
is happening. You're
mm-hmm.
right about it.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff is happening. But you know
mm-hmm.
what? You're not fighting a good fight of faith.
Yep.
We're in a faith fight.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank
God
you,
and
Lord.
Glory. He ain't telling you
thank
to praise
you.
Him for nothing. There's a reason
that's,
why.
Hallelujah.
He was telling you to praise him. He
thank
didn't take you through this training
Salaka.
For nothing. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory to God. You got to
glory
praise God,
God
when your emotions say, ain't no way in the world I feel like praising God.
Yes,
you
yes,
got to praise
yes,
God.
Yes.
Start with the breakthrough. If you go, hallelujah,
yeah.
just little, come with
thank
a hallelujah
you,
again. And then come
hallelujah.
With another one. Because the devil looking
thank
at you
Jesus.
Like, man, he's crazy. I'm just hitting him. What's wrong with
thank
you? Don't you know when to
thank
shut
you,
up?
Jesus.
That's what he says. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This same thing is
hallelujah.
Applied to all what we do.
Yes.
All what we do.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah.
Whoa.
Yes, I was today, you know, and this is how God's confirmed what you're saying. He always confirmed, because he had been dealing with me this year about Job and the enduring faith and the overcoming faith and being in the midst of the storm, like Job was in the midst of the storm, hallelujah, and how you finish in the midst of the storm like Job, and how you the weapons of your warfare you have to actually use, and if you don't train yourself to use them, then the enemy will actually win a temporary victory over you.
Amen.
And,
that's right.
And so, and I was, we're talking today about three things, starting the journey, but enduring. And enduring means to fight, learning how to fight. And why God permits you to go through the valley, because you need to see, you need to comprehend when he permits you to go through the valley to see what? Do you trust him, really? Do you really trust him? And will anything separate you from the love of God? Then he lets you go to the valley, see how much you love him, and what do you love more than him? And so he let the valley come so he can bring you to a place where you find out, do I love anything more than God? Would I let anything separate from me, God? Would I be in the valley, tell me, do I really trust God, or do I really trust God? Do I really trust God in getting acquainted with him in the valley? And so we have to endure, and we have to learn to overcome, and then we have to learn to prevail against the gates of hell. And we have to learn to prevail. And in the valley, we learn how much we really trust God, how we really believe God, and what we really love more than God. And we have to start to join him, but know you have to endure, and you have to overcome. Hallelujah. And so what you're saying, fighting, even what we're talking about today, hallelujah. And Job is always, in the last month, Job has just showed up all over the picture.
Yes, he has. And see, brother, on top of that, I remember God really started dealing with me about Job about 6 years ago, and he was giving me little tidbits. It wasn't like a whole flood of things he was giving to me. He was just giving me little tidbits at a time. When I was studying about Job, I was looking about Job, and he was dealing with me on it. This is why he said to endure hardness. He said endure hardness as a good soldier. He didn't tell us to run away from hardness. He said endure. And like you said, endure, that's what coming where you have to use the weapons. Okay, people, we got to use the weapons in order to endure. We got to use the weapons. But we have failed to come to understanding about how great a weapon that we have.
We have failed in coming to understanding
about that.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
People, the written word was given to you that you may learn about the living word, which is Christ, and that you may learn what he has given us. But listen,
thank you, Lord.
If you don't use the weapon, if you don't use it, I'm not talking about shooting one bullet out the gun and quit, okay? Because you might shoot and miss. So if you shoot and miss and go, oh, well, that's it for me, and your enemy just comes shooting at you, which you just going to throw your hands up, you got to keep shooting it. You got to keep shooting that weapon. You're going to hit him. Trust me. You're going to hit him. People, hear what I'm saying. Because some of you thinking that you're missing. You didn't say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and it looked like the devil haven't stopped. And so you thinking you're missing, and so you gave up. But I tell you, if you stay at it and continue to confess it and speak it, you're going to hit him. It's going to happen. Okay? He's going to get hit. Okay? Glory to God. He can try dodging. He can try jumping over barrels. He can try rolling on the ground and say, you want to hit me? But I promise you, if you stay in it, you're going to hit him. And guess what? It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt.
Yep.
But I promise you, the devil ain't going to be standing up there and say, hey, that don't faze me.
Yep.
Why you think he's dodging you in the first place? He don't want to get hit. That's why. He get hit, it's going to hurt. Okay? It's going to hurt him bad.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's going glory to
glory
God.
To God. Glory to God. Mm.
We missed
glory
it, brother. We missed it, and we've been missing
Hallelujah. Yes.
We've been getting defeated in the house, defeated on our jobs. We've been getting defeated.
Glory.
For what? We got the biggest gun there is.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The biggest gun,
Hallelujah.
The biggest weapon there is.
The biggest
Hallelujah.
Weapon. We got it.
Biggest weapon.
Yes, we
and
got
the devil
biggest.
Looking at us laughing and say, he don't know what he got.
Don't
he
know.
Don't know what he got.
Don't know.
And
Hallelujah.
The devil ain't going to try to make sure we know. He going to try to do
Thank
that.
You, Jesus.
He just glad that you don't know.
Glory.
But if you ever shoot
Thank
that weapon,
Lord.
People, That's why I tell you, if you exercise your authority in Christ and it look like the devil haven't stopped, you keep doing it because you're going to hit him. Remember what I'm telling you. You're going to hit him. It's going to happen, okay? You're going to hit him, and he's going to back up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Glory,
thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hey, glory to
glory.
God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
hey,
glory,
glory
to the Most High. Glory.
Jesus glory.
Christ is Lord. Glory,
hey.
Glory, glory.
Mm.
Glory, glory.
My God, that's
glory.
The bone-shaking witness right there. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hey, Kalabashata. Because God is setting us up for miracles. People, he is setting
yes,
us
is.
Up for miracles.
Yes.
God is setting
yes.
See, God, glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
That's why
yes.
some of the stuff you've been trying to do, it ain't working. God purposely
mm-hmm.
is not letting it work
yes.
because he wants to do
mm-hmm.
a miracle. In other words, when
hallelujah.
He gets finished manifesting what he promised, when
glory,
people ask
glory,
you about it, because he wants them to ask you
glory,
about it,
glory,
the only thing
glory,
you going to be able to
glory,
say is, Jesus.
Glory, glory,
I mean,
glory.
I know Jesus, but how did you
thank
get
you,
it?
Jesus.
Jesus. I know you believe in God, but
glory,
how did it come
glory,
to pass?
Glory,
man, the only thing I can
glory,
say is Jesus.
Glory,
that's all
glory,
I can say.
Glory,
you know,
glory,
something.
Glory.
See,
thank
we're
you,
told
Jesus.
To step out in faith.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
But there's
Jesus.
Something that you're not going
thank
to
you,
be able to do. But believe Christ, because when that happens, he is setting you up for a miracle. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And the enemy
yes.
don't want you to get it. He can't stop
much
God. But he knows if
miracles.
He gets you in unbelief, then he knows that'll stop the hand of God. This is why he's working
yes.
on us, people. He ain't working
thank
on God
because
he can't do nothing with God. He can't
hallelujah.
Stop God. My God,
you,
he's
Jesus.
God is all powerful. You don't read nothing in the scripture
hallelujah.
Where God said, and God needed to get
thank
some
you,
help
Jesus.
From the people because he couldn't deal with the devil. You ain't going to never read anything like that in the word of God. You
mm-hmm.
can counsel that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do read it,
mm-hmm.
that ain't the word of God. Trust me. That's something
mm-hmm.
that man wrote or the devil. I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you. Keep on swinging that sword. Keep on shooting that gun because you're going to hit
mm-hmm.
the enemy. It's going to happen, people.
Yes.
Hallelujah, glory. Hey.
Yes, yes. Mm.
Jesus,
glory, 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 glory,
hey, glory,
glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey,
thank you, Father.
Glory
to God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, glory. Mm.
The more he
shaka,
fights you, the bigger the blessing
you.
Is. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
Some of y'all
yes,
feel like you've just been
blessing.
In a big dog fight. Hallelujah. Because the blessing
the
is that
glory.
Much bigger.
The greater miracle,
hallelujah.
The greater glory. Yes, the greater glory.
Hallelujah.
The greater glory. The greater,
the greater
glory comes out of the
hallelujah.
Greater test. The greater test, the greater glory. Thank you, Jesus. The greater wall,
hallelujah.
The greater the victory. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The greater the attack, the greater the glory, the greater the victory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The
that's
greater
the
miracle,
said,
the greater the miracle.
I would do above and exceedingly above all that you think. In other words, you
yes.
were saying, God, how come you didn't come this way? Apparently that way was too low, brother. It was too low.
Too low.
He wants to do it
too
above.
Low.
Glory to God above. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
he,
yes.
He's going
to
do it such a way that leaves your mouth
thank
open.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. And the devil
glory
is
to
scared
God.
To death. He is shaking. He's
yes.
nervous. He said, oh, man, I can
Jesus.
Sense something
that
coming.
God.
He said, but I can't stop God.
Glory,
but if I can
glory,
get you
glory.
In unbelief. People,
thank
keep
you,
swinging your weapon. Keep swinging it.
Yes.
Don't stop.
Keep swinging and shooting your weapon of your warfare.
Keep on. Hallelujah. You won't
releasing
hit the enemy.
It.
I know it look like you ain't hitting
keep,
I know it. Yeah,
release,
I know it look like you ain't hitting
keep
hallelujah.
Releasing. Keep
Jesus.
Spewing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
La. I know the pain been
glory.
Hitting your body. People, I know the
yes.
pain been hitting your body. Some of them hitting you in the back. Some of them hitting you in
yes.
the eye. And you say, hey,
yes.
I've been praying. I've been praising
yes.
God. I've been rebuking the
yes.
devil. Ain't nothing happening. Listen
yes.
here. Keep on
yes,
swinging
sir.
That weapon.
Keep
I'm telling you.
Keep
weapon. Swinging it. Keep swinging
keep
the weapon.
Keep shooting those weapons.
Hallelujah.
Shooting those bullets are the weapons you walk.
Keep shooting the bullets.
Keep shooting
hallelujah.
The bullets. Keep releasing it. Keep, it's hitting the target. It's hitting the target. Keep diligent. Keep persistent. Keep determined.
Yeah. Yeah.
And God has decreed that you should win, be determined. He has decreed
yeah.
that you should overcome, ensure that you endure. He
yeah.
has planned victory for you. Victory for
yes,
you.
Yeah.
Keep shooting, releasing, and
keep declaring. When you're in the valley, keep declaring the victory. Keep in the valley.
Yeah.
When you're in the valley, keep proclaiming the victory of God's word. Keep shooting the weapons of your warfare when you're in the valley. For God wants the greater glory. God wants the greater glory. You're in that valley for God to get the greater glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
keep
you.
On, people. Keep on. Keep on. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't stop.
Thank
keep
you,
on.
Jesus.
I know it gets a little tiresome and you get a little weary, but keep on. And for those of you that know people going through and they're getting tired, I want you to pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them.
Pray
listen,
for them.
We all need one another in Christ Jesus. He said, bear one another's burden.
Yes.
Sometimes, hallelujah.
Grab your prayer partner. Connect with your prayer partner. Come in agreement.
So strong, you do so weak. Get your prayer partner. Go ahead and call them up and say, hey, let's get together. Let's pray. Come on, people. We need to do that and
find your helpmate, your yoke fellow.
Come
in agreement.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Come in agreement.
Do you know that the devil get more scared? What God say? One could chase 1,000. Two could put 10,000 to fight. Do you know that he
getting
more scared than when you call your prayer partner? Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory
your prayer partner getting in there, the devil say, oh,
together.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Come on, yoke fellas.
Yes,
where
Lord.
You at? Where
come
you
on,
at?
Yoke
come
fellas.
On, let's get together.
Fellow yoke
where
fellas,
you at?
Come together.
Hallelujah.
Come together.
Let's call this,
hallelujah.
Let's call this miracle
you,
of God to come forth.
Yes.
God wants to do the miracle, people. It ain't a question whether God wants to do it.
Yes.
If you got that question, you ain't reading the word. You ain't studying.
Yes.
It's not a question whether God wants to bring a miracle because he does.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He wants to do the miracle.
The weapons
glory
of our warfare are mighty.
He
thank
spoke
you,
and
Jesus.
Decreed
the
victory.
The weapons
over.
Of our warfare are mighty. The weapons
you know
of our
why
warfare
he spoke
are mighty.
And decreed that victory over you? Because he knew what kind of weapon he gave. God knew what kind of weapon he gave you.
Glory to God.
He knew what kind
glory
of weapon, so he could decree that victory. We just don't understand. That's what the problem was. We didn't understand what he gave us. But God knew what he gave us, and he could speak the victory. And we've been like, God, how am I going to get the victory in this? Well, he knew how you could get it, but you got to come to understand to understand how you would get this victory. Keep on, people.
Let's decree. Let's stop and decree for those afar off, for those that are nigh, that are going through the valley of the shadows of death, and it feels like it's over with. It's done.
Yeah.
Ready
yeah.
to quit and give up and run back. Feel that God has forsaken you, turned from you, and your weapons are still in your holster. And you're not using your weapons of praise and proclamation. You're not using what God has commanded to give you the victory. And you said it ain't going to do no good. But you fail to know that God is faithful. He is faithful for everything that he says. It will work. If you utilize what God has given you in the midst of that valley and start magnifying his faithfulness and proclaiming your liberty by the word and begin to use your weapons, praise, worship, and declaration of the word of God, and not faint and give up. Reach out to a second prayer partner who believes with you if you have to, because when you do that, God said it, if two or three you would agree as touching anything, get that person.
Yeah.
If you're feeling weak and weary and feel like your faith is low, then get that partner, that prayer partner, and come in agreement.
Yeah.
This is how much authority.
Yeah.
He said one can chase 1,000. Now, to imagine what three can do, what two can do. And the devil,
glory to God.
The devil is a final shutter. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So we don't decree and declare with you and praise and magnify the God of faith and faithfulness. The God that is faithful, but he has given you your weapons. He's given you the victory through your weapons. The victory lies in your weapon release.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Now we're decreeing together, the two of us, wherever you are.
Yes, Lord.
We are believing and decreeing together.
In
hallelujah.
The name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We are decreeing together
thank
right
you, Lord.
Now. That pain, that pain in the body, we decree it right now. Counselor, you have to go. You can't.
Yes.
Glory. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. Hey, glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Who
whoever you are that's dealing with cancer, that cancer got to go. It got to leave right now. I know you're feeling weak. This is why we're here on the broadcast to pray with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Counselor, you got to leave that body right now. You got to go.
Yes.
We're not going to beg you. You got to go. In the name of Jesus.
We command you.
We command you. Hallelujah. To go. Leave now. Leave
now.
Leave
the lungs
right now. Leave right now.
You must go. Right now. You must die at the root. And leave that body.
Leave that body right now. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
We command the cyst.
Thank you.
Leave that body right now.
Leave that
from
body
the neck
now.
Right now.
We command.
Leave that body.
Come
leave
out of
from
there.
The thyroid right now. Go.
Come out of there.
Come out in the name of Jesus. Turn
in
loose
the name of
right
Jesus.
Now. In Jesus' name.
We
high
charge.
Blood pressure. We command you.
Yes.
We command you right now in Jesus' name to leave right now.
Glory.
In the name of
leave
Jesus.
Now.
Go.
Yes.
Go right now.
Go.
We speak to the blood vessels.
Go.
And we command it to return to normal. In Jesus' name, every artery wall that is clogged up, we speak that you be unclogged right now.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, we decree
the,
it over you right now. Diabetes, blood sugar, come back
diabetes.
To normal right now. We speak right
now. Speak now.
In Jesus'
balance
name.
And function properly. Function
right
properly
now in the name
and
of
normal.
Jesus.
We command it in Jesus'
kidney,
name.
Right now, function properly.
Yes, yes, yes. Bands around your
right
mind.
Now, in the name
bands
of Jesus.
Oppression over your mind. We command the
right
bands
now,
to be broken. We command the bands and the cords over your mind. Double-minded, unstable mind, unwavering mind, oppressed mind. We command that oppression to be broken. We command the bands to be broken. And the angels of the Lord, rise and break those bands. The angel of our deliverance, rise and smite the bands off your mind and drive out the fear. Drive out the enemy of fear. Fear, suicide of spirit. Suicide demon. Suicide. We bind that suicide.
We
bind
that spirit right now.
That a spirit of oppression of life. We command that spirit to leave.
We
command that
to
spirit to leave you now in Jesus' name.
Leave.
And hope come
in
alive. And hope alive come over your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you,
in
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
glory.
Glory
I sense
to
the
God.
Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I sense the
thank
spirit
you,
of the living God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus.
You know,
glory
it is a
glory.
It's better than glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory. Glory.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. 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 Glory.
It was better to obey God. It's better to obey God. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When God has put something in your spirit, and like I said, the title I had to go with today, but it this thing kept staying in my spirit. And as I was coming up to the broadcast, and even as I opened up, I just said, I got to, you know when God has put something in your spirit, well, you got to tell it. You got to tell it. And he wants you to tell it. You got to tell it. It's like that thing in your spirit that you don't get to, quote, rest until you release it.
Until
do you understand
you
what I'm saying? It has to be released. Okay, because God wants you to release it. And I don't know who's listening to this broadcast. I don't know who will be listening to this broadcast. But I do know that this word is going to go out and meet you. Glory to God. And God is going to begin to illuminate your mind through what you've heard that we have said on this broadcast today. Because there are those, brother, who need illumination in their mind concerning the weapons of their warfare. They have read the Bible. They have read that verse, but it still ain't dawned on them. It still ain't clicked yet. It ain't, you know, you know how you repeat scripture, but it ain't really just clicked with you yet.
Yeah.
Okay, but they read it.
It
happens click, but guess what it's going to? It's going to, and I know that the devil hates this message. He hated that this message got out.
We
glory to God.
Decree
hallelujah.
That
we
the
decree
spirit
right
of
now.
Death on that person. We command that spirit of death.
We command it right now.
We command that
spirit
of death over you to leave you.
Spirit of death.
It's
leave
not your
now.
Time, your season. We bind up the enemy. We counsel his plan to shorten your life.
We counsel his plan.
By
right
the
now.
Word of God, we command life. In Jesus' name, he's the life and the resurrection. In that room, we rebuke the spirit of death.
we offer your life and command you to live. Command you to have life. Command you live again to glorify Jesus. Offer that bed of affliction. We command the spirit of death and oppression. Leave that room and go. We charge you in the name of Jesus, the angel of deliverance, the angel with the sword, smite and scatter the spirit of death and command it life in Jesus' name. Through the blood of the cross.
In the name of Jesus.
And the power of his
name of Jesus.
And
hallelujah.
We thank you for it. Hallelujah.
Yes. People, keep in mind, people. Keep in mind, people. Hallelujah. Keep in mind. Use your glory.
Yes.
I just keep getting into my spirit. Use your weapon. Use your weapon, people. Remember
thank you,
that
Jesus.
Your weapon is bigger than the weapon of the enemy. Remember glory.
The
hallelujah.
Glory. The glory is in that place. The glory
hallelujah.
Is where you at. The glory of God is released. The
thank
angel
you,
Lord.
Lord
are there. Release your weapons and your faith.
Yes.
Release the promise. Make your declaration hold to it. Hold the confession of your faith. Like Brother Nate, he kept praising and magnifying Jesus and declaring his faith and held on till the miracle came. Thank you, Jesus. Use your weapons.
Yes, Jesus. Use your
release
weapons.
Your weapons of your warfare.
Use your
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Glory
to
God.
We're grateful to the word of the Lord. I am grateful to the word of God. And people, let me tell you something. When the Lord said, I'd never leave you nor forsake you, he mean that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know it seemed like he's not there. But I tell you, oh, glory. Mm. But I tell you one thing, people. That in your darkest hour, he knows when and exactly what to say. In your darkest hour, he speaks the right words. Glory to
glory.
God. He has given
glory.
Us a weapon. And I want you to understand that you're going to provide more pain to the enemy than he can do to you. Because remember, the weapon that you swing is greater than the weapon he swings. And if you would keep that in mind. Hallelujah.
Yes, your weapons that God has made available to every redeemed believer. The weapons of your warfare are mighty through God. Corinthians, it said it's mighty through God. It says not weak, not unable, but it said the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God in Christ. To the pulling down and pulling down every stronghold, every bondage, every yoke.
Yeah.
Every wicked imagine everything that exalts us. Every stronghold of the enemy. Every stronghold of the enemy. We have our weapons, and the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. And David called them shield and buckler, spiritual weapons.
Yeah.
And
hallelujah.
And he cried out, Lord, in Psalms 35, he said, stand up for my help, Lord, your shield and buckler. Stand up your spear, your shield, and he talks about the spear and the bow. So in the weapons, release your spear and your arrow, your bow, your battle axe. The battle axe of the Lord is mighty against him. We release the battle axe of our God in your defense, in the weapons of your war. Release your spear, your arrow. Draw your bow, as Psalms 35 said, and Psalms 34. And see the Lord of hosts. Victory. Victory.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Victory.
Hallelujah.
Victory to you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Salabashata. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We are
thank
grateful
you, Lord.
Once again for the Lord, his word. We are grateful, people, for the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. And we are grateful for the miracles that has been manifest. Glory.
Yes.
Mm. Mm.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Son of the living God. Christ Jesus, the Son of the living God.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Faithful
hallelujah.
To watch over your word to do it. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man in difference. Glory.
Expect your miracle, people. Expect your miracle. Expect your miracle.
Expect
Amen.
Your miracle and receive it.
Yes, sir. And receive it.
Lay hold on it and lay hold on it and don't let it go. Grasp hold to the word of your miracle and release your sword and stand and fight and prevail.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Tomorrow night, I will have part two of Is God's Word Limited to a Certain Period of People? Part two, 45-minute broadcast. Look for the advertisement from 6 to 6:45. And then at 7 o'clock, Brother Emmanuel Murphy will be on with a broadcast. So I am very grateful for this opportunity God has given for us to share the Word of God again with you. I know that not only were we blessed, but you were blessed also. There's no doubt in my mind. Glory be to God that this thing happened. So glory be to God. And if you feel like it, hey, if you want to write in or call in and testify the miracles that you're going to get, because it's going to happen, then feel free.
Thank you, Lord.
We are on 7 days a week, so you can testify the miracle and make somebody else start dancing in their kitchen when they hear you testify the miracle God have done in your life.
Yes.
So, once again,
thank you, Jesus.
And for Brother Eddie Lee, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. Brother, we appreciate you. Thank God for you joining on the broadcast tonight. It's indeed have been a blessing. Glory be to glory.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, glory, glory. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to the Most High God. Jesus Christ is risen. He is Lord. He is Lord.
Yes, he is.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank God for the broadcast. Once again, for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus'
name. God bless, brother.
Amen. Amen.